Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. This show where Knights of Columbus, Council 7612 in Eldersburg, Maryland, talks about where we will be and what we are up to. I am Josh Beck, here tonight with
Eric Klaser
and Richard Perron.
Let's start the show with the Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Here we are. It is August. It has been a hot summer. I don't know about you guys. I felt like it's been a long summer, but that's just me. I've been crazy. I probably shouldn't say that with Eric here. I know he's on break from school teaching.
I just got the dreaded mailing this week. The one gives me my schedule, talks about the meetings that are coming up. Yeah.
Have you gotten your class rosters yet?
I could probably log on.
You want to go that far. You don't want to see the names or anything.
I got the link for the safe schools. So I have to do that training before the school year. All the stuff that says going to be game on before we know it.
All I can say is that I am very happy that I work with computers, because usually they have to keep them pretty cool, which means my office has been nice and cold in this 100 degree weather. I have worked very long days and been very happy to avoid some of the heat that has been out there. As a matter of fact, it's been so hot that our July 4th pit beef ended up getting canceled.
Amazing. It was a hot day.
It was
standing next to that barbecue pit. I mean, that is hot in the winter.
I know how much you love fun facts. Westminster on July 3rd was the hottest recorded temperature in the nation.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't a joke.
It was not a joke.
Well, Westminster gets on the map.
Yeah, they did.
You know what? It would have broken it on the 4th, too, if we had brought the pit beef.
Right, yeah.
That oven would have just raised the temperature for the entire city. No, I mean, they were canceling some of the parades that are nearby. They were telling people to avoid fireworks, the whole nine yards. It was wild. I actually ended up going to a parade, and man, it was miserable. Yeah. I don't know how the people were out there, or how the people were walking, for that matter, just on the blacktop and everything. It gets
right.
So hot.
Yeah, and they had a lot of veterans out there walking, too, but there was plenty of water. There was people handing out bottles of water, but not for me.
I tell you what, it was still very special to get out there, celebrate our nation, 250 years strong now. So it was still a good time. We may have missed some pit beef, but there will be other chances. We got to make sure we protect people. The other big hot event that happened, maybe not necessarily temperature wise, but we had a big concert down at M&T Bank. Wasn't that right, Eric?
It was temperature-wise hot. Was it? For half of us, a good group of us were upstairs in the air conditioning. The downstairs people were not. And it was real hot. But the fans were awesome. It was so fun. Morgan Wallen was selling these boot cups. $40 for a boot cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, we were sold out. We were sold out in a blink. It was unbelievable. So
Shaped like a boot?
Shaped like a boot with a drink inside, and that's all they had to do.
Wow.
Amazing, huh? $40 a boot. What happened to affordability?
Well, on top of whatever the tickets cost, too, right? I'm sure the tickets were absolutely outrageous.
They were. The second night, we were still in club level, and we had a small group. Instead of being downstairs selling the boot cups, we were upstairs on the 500 level. And a storm rolled in. It was a gorgeous evening because it wasn't as hot because the storm had rolled in. It cooled things down. First couple acts were canceled, but Ella Langley was on, and she's a lot of fun. Holy cow, I'm not much of a country fan, but she put on a fun show, and the music was fun. And she had almost as many fans as Morgan Wallen did himself.
So. Oh, great.
A lot of overlap, I guess.
So I think it was a great time for everybody, and I think we're going to see some success to get this thing going.
That's good. It's a great way to kick off what we've talked about before is one of our biggest fundraisers. It's nice to have these, I don't want you to call them extra football, extracurricular events.
They're doing a lot of renovations down at the stadium to allow that to happen.
Okay.
They've created a little mall place. They've created some extra restaurants down there. And the whole goal is to make it more of a venue that can run more than just football games.
I get it. The goal.
So they're trying. And they have the BTS concert coming up at the beginning of August. And they have a rugby match coming up in the middle of September. And I'll run through all those dates here in a second. But I guess as long as we're going a little, just to review, it's a fundraising opportunity. The Knights of Columbus staff a major stand on club level where we just sell basic stadium fare, hot dogs, hamburgers, and chicken fingers and French fries. And we sell the heck out of them. Make a lot of money down there in those sales on that day. And we also run a tater tot stand on ground floor on the main concourse area. And that takes about 30 people an event to make all that come up. So the Knights don't entirely staff that ourselves. So I always throw that out as a thought. If any organizations are interested in joining us, we can take you anytime. I can get you signed up, and you would just need to contact our Grand Knight at 7612kofc@gmail.com. Just send that email a note and say, I'm from such and such an organization, and we're interested in working at the stadium with the Knights of Columbus. And we'll get you on board, and you can share the profits with us and get some fundraising for your group as well. But just take a look at what we got coming up. August 15th, which is a Saturday, the Eagles come to town. That's a night game. And August 28th will really be the first emphasis game. That's the Commanders. That's our last time to put the boots on before the games get real. That's Friday night on August 28th. Those games start at 7 p.m. We usually get to the stadium about 3 to 4 hours ahead of time. So if it's a 7 p.m. start, we would be getting to the stadium about 3:30 to get ready for the game. So those are those events. We have two events in September as well. On September 12th is a rugby match. We'll talk about whether or not what our presence will be on that. But on September 12th is the All Blacks versus the Springboks. It's a rugby event. It's going to be huge, apparently. I'm not a rugby fan myself, just like I wasn't a Morgan Wallen fan, and I was pleasantly surprised at how big it was, just like the soccer event was huge in March. So it's going to be big. And then the home opener on September 20th, that's a 1 p.m. game. That's against the Saints. So funny story on that one. My daughter is going to be in town. She's from Florida. She's going to be up in town with her boyfriend, and she calls me up, and she's like, well, we thought we'd come and help out, but we wanted to go see the game. So then they started pricing tickets. They saw it was $95 to get a ticket in the 500 level.
Which booth are they working?
Yeah, that's exactly. We might come and help out after all. Jeez.
You think the boot cup was expensive, right?
But that's what got me involved with the stadium stuff in the first place was bringing my family down there and volunteer down there with the family. So I almost hope she does work it again because it would be great to have Emily down there helping out. But that pretty much wraps up Levy and M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah. And again, it is a lot of fun. And if you're a football fan, it's kind of neat to be there, even if you're not actually watching. You're helping out. You're interacting. You're part of the crowd, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean,
locally, it's not just Knights of Columbus. Knights of Columbus, it's our Sheen's Colleen's and the Catholic Daughters. And sometimes we get some of the Boy Scouts too sign up. Occasionally, we have some radio people signed up on the roster. So one day we will get them down there.
When they need the money.
That's right. Well, they need the money.
Now, you mentioned Saturday, September 12th. That's the rugby game. There is actually a conflict. We have the St. Joe's block party that day as well. And it's a great event. Everybody comes out. All the different ministries come out. They support mm-hmm. different things. Everybody comes together. Absolutely a great time to really establish ourselves as a community. So if you don't feel the call to go participate at M&T Bank Stadium or you haven't gotten into rugby, I might suggest coming out to the block party. A good time will be had by all.
Well, the Knights' presence is pretty strong there. We typically do a lot of the service, the food service.
Yeah.
Last few years, we've been running a soccer shootout for the kids and giving out some prizes down at the far end of the field.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I would imagine I'll get a phone call on that one pretty soon to start getting that organized.
Sure. Well, a good time for the entire family. So come on out, please, just to be part of the St. Joseph's family. Before moving on, we'll just remind you who you're here with today. I am Josh Beck, joined by
Eric Klaser
and Richard Perron.
Now, since our last show was recorded, we lost a member of not only the Knights of Columbus, not only a giant in the St. Joseph's community, but one of our fellow hosts here on the Knights Around the Table podcast, and that is fellow Knight, Brother Peter O'Sullivan. Absolutely wonderful man who was just wonderful to speak to, had great insights, and was very passionate about the Knights of Columbus. One of the things I was most moved by at his service was the presence of the Knights and how important that was to him, but also just to the Knights in being there. And I just wanted to take a moment as fellow Knights and as someone who had worked with him, who had had the opportunity to talk to him, learn from him, even just be in the same room as him. He's a great man who we are very excited to have been able to work with and wish his family well in this difficult time, but also pray for the repose of his soul. He will be missed.
Semper Fi.
Indeed. Richard, as our lecturer, what fun facts do you have for us tonight?
I've got some great information. Seeing that we're just talking about football, you know, it's quite often the quarterbacks will pray when they're on the field. You ever hear the Hail Mary pass? Well, I guess it's not a prayer, but I guess they're hoping it is. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Holy Joseph and the prayer. Now, there is a prayer known as Hail Joseph. The Hail Joseph prayer is modeled after the Hail Mary prayer, and it honors St. Joseph as the foster father of Jesus. Pope Francis composed a version of this prayer to St. Joseph. In the year 1633 is the earliest record of this prayer, and the popularity was in Canada, and it was pushed by the Jesuit missionary Father Paul Lejeune. In 1874, written versions of this prayer started appearing. The prayer became more popular after Pope Pius IX declared St. Joseph the patron saint of the Universal Church in 1870. In 2020, Pope Francis brought renewed global attention to this prayer and the style of devotion when he declared the year of St. Joseph and published his own version of the letter Patris Cordae. Here is the prayer. Hail, Joseph, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among men, and blessed is your foster child, Jesus. Hail, Joseph, guardian of the Son of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I just thought you'd like to know that Joseph has not been left out.
That is interesting. I actually did not know that.
I think maybe that because we're St. Joseph Parish, that maybe that should become more common in our set. I mean, because people say the rosary with the Hail Mary doesn't mean you can't say the rosary with the Hail Joseph.
Sure.
And maybe we should encourage that in our parish. I mean, we use the rosary to say the divine chaplet.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's just a tool so that we keep the right number of prayers going. But I see no reason why Hail Joseph can't be as popular as Hail Mary.
And he's got so many roles, St. Joseph. His role as patron saint of the church, his title of patron saint of the family,
Patron saint of woodworkers.
Patron saint of woodworkers, terror of demons.
Sure.
You know, the list is incredible. Patron saint of the worker, just in general. He is so applicable to modern life, just as much as he was in his time. And especially as Catholics and Catholic men in the Knights of Columbus, someone that we should be looking just about every day to emulate.
Right. So, being men and St. Joseph, and obviously we should, you know, probably, you're right, look at that a little differently. And because, again, we're St. Joseph's parish, again, would bring more honor to our namesake of our parish. So I found that pretty interesting, and I started researching it, and I thought we'd all like to know about it.
Thank you, Richard. Again, this is August, which means that we have had some birthdays. So the following knights are celebrating their birthdays this month.
Robert Addison, Kevin Houck, Gregory Oren, Stephen Paskvich, James Smith, Brother Justin Kiros, Brian Murray, Seth Reese, Brian Haight, Francis Sanfilippo, Deacon Joseph Slattery, Mark Tupa, Robert Bollard, Walter Crognail, Joshua Flatley, Robert Anderson, Terence Morse, Douglas Hirth, Father David McGuigan, Edward Bogle, Brian Romy, Louis DeStefano, Daniel Gallagher, Timmy Eckert, Bernard Zaworski, and Stephen Pickett.
As always, we wish you
happy birthday.
Just as a reminder, anything that we have spoken about tonight can be found on our website, kfc7612.org.
You gotta all come down and join the Knights. Find out what we're all about.
Our mission is to have every Catholic man in the area join the Knights. So if you would like to join, please email us at 7612kfc@gmail.com. Once again, this has been Knights Around the Table. I've been here with
Eric Klaser
and Richard Perron.
And to close out, let's say in our Father.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.